Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is Shelley Entine, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, April 26th, and ending on Sunday, the second day of May. So, we are going to have the full moon also on Monday, the 26th, and I will tell you right now, there is a 23-minute podcast on that moon. It's quite a big topic. It makes an impact, and the impact will be felt as we move forward. So I decided to do that recording, so you can find that on the blog page, Scorpio Full Moon. And if you're on Astral Essence Facebook page, I have it posted there also. Anyway, Monday morning. Moon in Libra squares Pluto in Capricorn at 7:15 a.m. Eastern. And this is the last aspect for stationary, it was direct for a while, Pluto. And Pluto is going to retrograde on Tuesday also. So this is a week with a lot of things going on. And Pluto rules Scorpio. And Pluto will be stationary at that moon, that full moon in Scorpio. So everything's connected, they say. And so moon in Libra, squaring Pluto, is, you know, the monthly issue for the time of Pluto in Capricorn, which is another couple of years to go. And so we are looking at that issue of, I would love to have a dialogue and present some new ideas and thoughts, but you're talking to somebody who's in major control issue of a certain position. And so they're not really open to anything. And that is how we begin the day. But we do have a little over an hour, not quite 2 hours, of Moon in Libra's trine to Jupiter in Aquarius until 8:40 a.m. And so that's the time, if you happen to be up there at that time, where you can present some ideas, have some dialogues that will be very, very interesting, and maybe even the Moon in Libra will hear some new ideas because of the nature of the expanding consciousness of Jupiter in Aquarius. Now, I should point out at this particular moment in time that, yes, Pluto is going to retrograde this very week, but Jupiter is in a very high degree now of Aquarius, and Jupiter will enter Pisces, and I will give you that date when it will enter Pisces. It will stay there for a while. It will retrograde. It will go back into Aquarius. So we don't have to worry about not expanding our consciousness anymore. We will continue to do so. But we will have a different focus as we get to the day of its shift, which is the 13th of May. So we're almost there. Almost there. And so take advantage of this energy to keep going, because I'll tell you, if you let yourself, I've been noticing this myself, and certainly during, I just gave this level 2 Bach flower remedy class, completely bigger levels of my own understanding about this incredible energy medicine. And so yes, there's potential for so much more. We can see so much more than we usually let ourselves see. So 8:40 a.m., that completes, and the Eastern time zone is what all these times will be. And we have a void of course moon in Libra, which is nice for, you know, dialogues and communications and appreciating beauty and finding harmony and balance and all of that nice stuff, until the moon enters Scorpio at 12:18 p.m. And its first aspect is the trine to Mars in Cancer at 3:29 p.m. So this is going to be a time when a focus on securing things for family, home, and just a personal sense of security will be on our feelings. Not so much mind going on here with Moon, Mars, and Scorpio and Cancer. It's much more the feelings and instinctive levels. And they are actually what we call mutually receiving each other, because Mars is a ruler, the old ruler of Scorpio, and the Moon rules Cancer. So there should be a lot of really positive flow between these two planets. If you need to be speaking to somebody or communing with another about these areas, particularly in terms of financial agreements and shared resources, this is a good time to do that. So between 12:18 p.m. and 3:29 p.m. on Monday. And then the moon goes to the opposition Sun in Taurus, which brings the full moon at 11:32 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. And again, I would direct you to listen to the podcast, because there's just a lot to say about this. It is also the Buddha moon of the Wesak festival, and I have in the podcast blog, I have information about how you can learn about that and maybe participate in the ceremony if you're so inclined. I've done it myself. It's a meditation, and I've had some interesting experiences doing that. And since it's 11:32 p.m., this is one of the times when this takes place and it's easily done. It's not 3 o'clock in the morning, you know. And so you'll find a link to that. You'll find a link to a few other things also if you read the actual blog for the podcast for this full moon. The polarity is between the instinctive feelings to be in control of changing things for hopefully the better, but shared resources, and this is the sign of income tax, insurance, loans, and inheritance matters. And the sun is our conscious way of expressing the personality, and the sun is in Taurus, which wants to preserve the status quo of finances, possessions, and the body itself. So that is your basic polarity that takes place. And of course, at the full moon, we always have a fruition point on something and a revelation, because the light is the greatest. It's like the spotlight is on something and you see it more clearly. And that will either be a happy thing, or it might signal a time where it's time to separate from something. So, this is a full moon in general, and you can hear the podcast for the full moon in specific, because there's a lot of planets in Taurus right now, and Saturn's in Aquarius. So lots of things to understand in that podcast. And I would also say that this is the full moon before an eclipse, lunar eclipse, which is going to take place in May. And I also am offering that special report for you as an individual on the 4 eclipses of 2021, because we haven't started them yet. This is the starting point, is May 26th, and we're already in the energy. So there's a link for that, and you can receive that reading, and then you'll know where these major changes are going to be taking place, and the new pathways will emerge. So that's what I'm going to say about that moon right now. Moon in Scorpio is going opposition Uranus and Taurus after the full, and that will complete at 4:51 a.m., so the Eastern time zone won't experience much of that. But out west, yes, and that would be a difficult time for you to get into any kind of discussions about financial changes. Overnight and until the morning of Tuesday at 8:47 a.m., Moon in Scorpio squares Saturn in Aquarius. And this is frustrating. Very different points of view, and especially this can be focused on how to deal with things for the future or how to manage situations in groups and friendships. So, who's in control? Because Saturn is an authority figure, and Moon in Scorpio needs to feel like it is in control. So, there may be an answer that's a no. In that early morning hour as well. Moon in Scorpio opposing Venus in Taurus until 1:35 p.m. on Tuesday. This is not one of the better days of the week, if you can imagine from now. Moon opposition Venus isn't nasty or anything, but it's so different to be having the instinctive feeling to want to be in control of things and wanting to manage things and have a Venus who's involved with the preservation and holding on to, also having a very strong opinion about survival. And she's really strong in her own sign of Taurus, so she's not going to resonate as well to the things that the Moon in Taurus is trying to create there or transform. So 1:35 p.m., just a little bit on the edgy side. And the Pluto retrograde in Capricorn comes in at 4:04 p.m. while Scorpio Moon is going opposition Mercury in Taurus until 4:24 p.m. So we're also not engaging in conversations, Mercury, with people who are going to get off their position. All right. So this is just remember that all day Tuesday, you know, in that those hours until 4:24 p.m. Eastern time. Don't get into it with anyone. Plus, Pluto's retrograde at 4:04 has an effect. It's retrograding in Capricorn. It will remain in Capricorn and go direct in Capricorn and still be in Capricorn. But right now, what this is affecting are mainly right away Scorpios and Scorpio rising people, because Pluto is the ruler. And it will also be affecting the house that has Scorpio on the cusp in your birth chart. So it's, you know, wherever that is, that's where you're going to experience a need to go back over things, and not just lightly. You know, it is Pluto. And so whenever we have this kind of retrograde, and we have it for a long time, this Pluto retrograde is going to be until October 6th. All right, so this is long term, but it is a great time to get down there into the basement of your consciousness and figure out if there are some things there that you need to release, some patterns or ancestral information that you have been working unconsciously from, some buried traumas and things, because that's Pluto is the planet that will show up for your shocking event and freeze that emotional response and put it down there in the basement or even bury it in the ground. So we have all that time to pursue those things and really make headway so that when you get to October, you have, you know, come to a rebirth, so to speak, in many, many ways. And yet some of those issues may be also having to undergo some transformational experience. So depending on what house it falls in the birth chart to have Scorpio be the ruler, that is where you're going to be dealing with the transformational energies, and also the house where the Pluto retrograde is taking place. So those late degrees of Capricorn, wherever that is for you, is going to feel this. And, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing, because in-depth examination and really being able to see into even the motives and etc. can be extremely important and very helpful for ultimate success in different areas of life. And that's what Capricorn is about, is achieving the top of the mountain in some way or other, right? So, but today you don't talk about it with the moon going opposition Mercury in Taurus. And so Scorpio moon trines Neptune in Pisces until 11:31 p.m. on Tuesday. And that is the time when you use Scorpio moon's wonderful ability, the psychic ability, the feeling impression ability, and it combines with Neptune's to give you a lot of information and creative idea. And then moon in Scorpio will go to the sextil to Pluto, who's now retrograde in Capricorn, 6:38 a.m. And you may begin to see, maybe the messages have come in through the dream time of what to transform, some of that work that needs to be done. You wake up and you go, I think I need to address this. Moon in Scorpio's last aspect is a square to Jupiter in Aquarius at 8:31 a.m., and we know this is an issue between freedom and control, expansion, and fear of losing control, wanting to manage things so that things don't go too far out. So that's early, 8:31 a.m., and then the moon is void, of course, until it enters Sagittarius at 11:42 a.m., and you have a much better time to have discussions about anything. And that is because moon in Sag is going to sextil Saturn in Aquarius all of the rest of Wednesday into the overnight, and it will complete on Thursday at 8:36 a.m. Eastern. So you've got plenty of time to be working with someone who's wise in ideas about timing and methods and the different types of rules and regulations that are already there and what would need to be done in order to get this expanded new idea happening, or, you know, such like that. We are in the third lunar quarter now, and we have wanted to express some of the things we've learned and some of what we are seeing now. So this is the time when you can really do it with receptive people who can also build on the information that you're employing or giving out. So that's until, again, Thursday, 8:36 a.m. And Mercury in Taurus has been going into the sextil to Neptune in Pisces. That completes at 10:27 p.m. in the evening on Thursday. And so this is where, you know, there's some of that psychic energy can be informing the Taurus Mercury also. But Thursday is a cautionary flag on that day, because moon in Sag leaves the very grounded sextil to Saturn and moves towards the square to Neptune, which will complete at 11:42 p.m. So that's the day where you may go overly idealistic about it, but also that's a day where you can be really off course and you can have difficulties with long distance travel and with people understanding what you're trying to say. So if you're experiencing that, just, you know, let it go, because it's the square to Neptune. You know, just what it is. And don't take on the getting of a lot of new information on that day. You won't come up with something that is usable probably. After 11:42 p.m., unfortunately, we've had this lovely energy of other planets going sextil or trine or conjunct Jupiter and Aquarius overnight, and that's where Sag Moon is doing it. Again, on the West Coast, you'll have more of it because, you know, it's almost midnight on the East Coast when, you know, the square to Neptune is over. But that's just going on 9 p.m. out west. So you get this moon in Sag, sextile Jupiter in Aquarius, 9:27 a.m. We wake up to it on the East Coast, Friday the 30th. And so this is extreme expansion of consciousness. So put in your bid for some great dreams that are helping reveal many things to you and take you up to another level in your understanding. That would be really a good thing to do. And when you wake up in the morning, hopefully you're full of that and you're able to make some plans, some, you know, exciting, uplifting plans for the future, or maybe travel, maybe group, friends, you know, things like that are going on. People are feeling more free to do things now. That might be a good morning to make some plans about that and get in touch with people who are far away also. Void, of course, moon in Sag goes romping through the meadows happily until the moon enters Taurus, 12:16 p.m. and on Friday. And this is going to go opposition Mars in Cancer until 7:51 p.m. In the meantime, the Sun in Taurus is going conjunction Uranus in Taurus at 3:54 p.m. And let's just say things don't feel as secure and stable, and we're not as certain about what's going on with home and family. And we have an authority who isn't interested in communicating with us about our passionate need to know or make sure or anything like that. So after 8 o'clock Friday evening, we have a moon in Capricorn trine Uranus in Taurus, and that is a good time to look at some potential changes and some things you may need to acquire to make you up to date in your career or the outer world experience. 6:13 a.m. Saturday, the 1st of May, is when that aspect completes. And in the early morning, moon in Capricorn trine Sun in Taurus, the harmony of the lights at 7:12 a.m. is a great way to start the day with our instinctive feelings going in perfect flow with our conscious self-expression. And this is in the earth signs and the sign of Capricorn Taurus, so it may be about very practical mundane matters that are affecting us in the outer world as well as our personal lives. Saturday the 1st is sometimes celebrated as Beltane or Kalan Mai, May Day, perhaps. This is the, it's a cross-quarter holiday, which means, you know, we've got the four quarters, like we have the four lunar quarters. We have the four solar quarters, and we've just been in the first solar quarter that took us from the winter solstice and came to the equinox, and now we're on the second solar quarter, and in the middle of that second quarter, we have the Beltane, which is actually the beginning in the agricultural calendar of summer. And this is, of course, mind-blowing for everybody. I understand. And it's very possible, too, that we really have to wait till there are 15 degrees of Taurus before we can actually call it the actual midpoint between the equinox and the summer solstice. So, in order to do that, let's see what day we would be looking at for the actual date of the 15th degree. That would be pretty much Thursday, the 6th day of May. So, but May 1st is what they frequently use, or the full moon. Nearest, so some will have already celebrated at the Scorpio full moon. But at any rate, what does it mean? Does it mean how hot is it? No, it doesn't mean that. It's the angle of the sun on the horizon. That is everything about this. It's like we look at the waxing and waning of the moon we look at the waxing and waning of light from the sun. So now we're getting to the highest peak. We go into this time now where we're going to get very long daylight hours, and the blossoming time is in full tilt. And the blossoming time is always preceding the fruiting, you know? So we're going to start having some of the productive fruits of our labors come in. And so this is a very powerful moment for us. It's sort of like the waxing gibbous of the lunar phase, where we should be really putting a lot of energy into our goals and whatever we need to acquire to achieve, you know, is something that we should be looking at during this cycle. Because once we get to the solstice in June, we're going to start giving out. It's going to start diminishing, okay? So Beltane, very important moment in the midpoint of the second quarter of the solar quarters. And on that very day, what a beautiful Beltane day, or May Day, or, you know, whatever kind of day you want it to be, with the moon in Capricorn, trine Venus and Taurus. So it's always when the moon trines Venus, there's always beautiful harmony in the sense of lovingness. And Capricorn is kind of a reserved sign, and yet when it's trining Venus and Taurus, it will bring out the sensual side of the Capricorn earth sign also, and we'll want to be in nature, and we'll be able to enjoy the senses in foods and all other ways. So it's a great day to celebrate something, and to just enjoy being here in the body, you know, and giving appreciation to the experience of being here and the beauty that surrounds us. This is also a day, if you're not in the celebratory mode, to be looking at your finances and discussing your finances and thinking about how things can be structured, because it's perfect energy for it. And then after this, this aspect does not complete until Sunday, the 2nd, at 12:42 a.m. And after this, we have Moon going sextile Neptune in Pisces until 2:16 a.m. Eastern. And that is also softening for the Capricorn energy. And we're able to receive, again, some creative and psychic information that we need. After this, we are going to be heading for the moon's conjunction to Pluto, which is now retrograde in Capricorn, overnight and until 9:54 a.m. on Sunday the 2nd, which is the Orthodox Easter Sunday. And here we have had overnight, we've had Mercury and Taurus trine retrograde Pluto in Capricorn. So we could wake up with some really strong ideas again about what has to transform in terms of money, possessions, real estate, or even your garden, and your values. And then the moon comes in and says, what can we do? How can we go about this? And so this is the way to use that, if you're using it positively. Otherwise, what we have here is the moon joins Pluto, and we can have obsessive feelings that are pretty unconscious also. So if somebody is demonstrating that energy to you, like before 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, you know, again, let it pass, because they're not even they don't know what they're doing right now, okay? But they feel very strongly about it. And then we get more awareness coming in quickly after that, Moon in Capricorn, trine Mercury in Taurus. You get a little more grounded in the real world with Mercury in Taurus. Maybe we look over the accounts, you know, with Mercury in Taurus. And that will be in exact at 10:38 a.m. Void, of course, Moon in Capricorn on Sunday until Moon enters Aquarius at 3:31 p.m. We have a lovely energy in the background of the day of Venus and Taurus sextile, Neptune in Pisces. That is exact at 6:38 p.m. That is really lovely. Again, here is really creative, beautiful creative energy, very idealistic love relationship energy. But Moon in Aquarius is going square Uranus in Taurus. And that will complete, not until Monday morning at 10:52 a.m. And there are some square energies from Mercury and the Sun going on after the Venus sextile. So be aware that there is a huge difference in points of view here. And again, freedom versus hold on, possess, is happening. And take your time and take it easy, and you'll be okay. So that's it for this week, and that's a lot, of course. And when we get to Monday the 3rd, we're going to be looking mainly at two shifts, again, of planetary energies. Boy, it seems so fast. Mercury will leave Taurus and go to Gemini. Venus will leave Taurus and go to Gemini. So that Taurus energy is already moving out. Oh, it was so much more soothing to have it. And now we're going to get really active on the mental levels. We also have Mother's Day coming in on the 9th of May. So we'll be talking about those things next week. Good luck with Scorpio Moon, full moon, and I'll say goodbye for now.